The holidays bring parties and food, and sometimes even the ardent non-bakers among us are called on to contribute some of that food, or at least we feel compelled to try. So over the next few weeks, we're going to offer some baking tidbits from Alton Brown. He's creator of the Food Network show Good Eats and the author of I'm Just Here for More Food, and his advice may come in handy even for experienced cooks. Alton Brown joins us from Georgia Public Broadcasting in Atlanta. Welcome.
Hi.
Okay, first question is about pie crust.
The eternal question, the one that people never get tired of hearing about.
Well, it seems
it's like a campfire story. It's like a spook story for little kid cooks. Tell us about the pie crust.
It does seem to separate the bakers from the non-bakers. And actually, I guess even in the baking world, there's this dilemma. Do you use oil? Do you use lard, butter? What's your advice?
Well, you know, pie crusts are one of those things that once a baker gets something that works, and I don't care if they're a home baker, professional baker, whatever, they're going to stick with it. You know, generally people don't have that many pie crusts that they feel good about. And one of the reasons for that is that pie crust is it's a very hands-on thing. It's almost impossible to learn from either a book or watching a TV show. However, I will say this. What it really comes down to is controlling three very simple factors: flour, fat, and moisture. And they all interplay with one another. And the key thing is that most people kind of lose touch with or never get in touch with is the fact that the more you work a pie dough, the worse the crust is going to be. And so the key is to use a fat. If you want a pie crust that kind of balances between flaky and tender, you're going to have to use a solid fat. The issue of using oil in a pie crust, I've never even heard of it. You need a solid fat so that you can kind of get these little discs of fat, of solid fat, work through the dough. That's what makes it flaky. So the point is to work a pie dough just enough to bring it together, to use a little bit of cold moisture. The reason you use cold moisture, by the way, is to maintain the solid state of the fat. You want that fat to stay solid, because solid fat, when you're rolling out a pie dough, it almost works like reinforcement, little discs of reinforcement that help hold everything together. So working with an oil-based pie dough, oh, shiver me timbers. It raises the hair on the back of my neck to even think about. Of course, I'm a guy, you know, and I kind of blunder with these things. So,
well, one of our producers grew up on pie crust made of oil, and I think she says her mother's going to stick by it. But
she should. You know, again, when you find something that works, you do it, and you keep doing it, and you pass on that knowledge to people. I wouldn't advocate it for a beginning baker by any means, though.
All right, well, go get your rolling pins. Next week, we'll check in for tips about avoiding the dreaded falling cake. Alton Brown is creator of the Food Network's cooking program, Good Eats. Thanks so much.
You are very welcome.
Alton Brown's recipe for basic pie dough is at npr.org.